You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show. This is our number, duh. And the number is 800-922-6680. New email address. And I don't like using Google Mail, but I just, you know, we got problems with firewall and corporate email and all that crap. So we're doing robcarsonshow@gmail.com, at least in the meantime. I already got an email from Jane. Jane says, you know that song Ghost Riders in the Sky? How about Ghost Riders for the Big Guy? Ghost Writers for the Big Guy. I know, that's a pretty good idea, because you know Joe Biden had the Ghost Writer, and he gave the Ghost Writer all this classified information because he was writing a book and getting $8 million, and that's a great idea. That is a really good idea, and actually Jim Gossett came up with that late yesterday. Yeah, here it is. This is Jim Gossett. He's a genius. On the Rob Carson Show.
Joe received $8 million for a book that no one read.
I don't even know what it was called.
Joe didn't write a single word. Ghost Rider used instead. Classified documents the Ghost Rider was sent. Joe stole them all.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Should not be president.
Moving his arms out.
In 7 locations, the documents were stashed. Until that big advance check to Joe Biden could be cashed. Our secrets Joe made public, it's illegal, we all know. But prosecutor heard, just let the geezer go. Zwantizer knew.
Joe.
He broke the law too. Ghost Rider for the Big Guy.
Yeah. There you go. That is it's new from Jim Gossett. He's got a Patreon page, by the way. And what this is a way to help him out, because the left has done such a good job at killing creative conservative content providers and all that, you know, and we've been kicked for a very long time. And so he's put together this Patreon page, and all you got to do is go to patreon.com and look up Jim Gossett Comedy and subscribe, you know, like $5 a month. Every day he will send you one of the parodies he does for this show, and you'll be able to share it with other people and say, hey, I heard it on the Rob Carson Show, and man, that Rob Carson sure is good, man. He's the best show I ever heard in my entire life. Woohoo! Yeah. You don't have to put it exactly like that. Just kind of, you know, similar, close. You know, maybe the second best radio personality of all time. You know, something like that. So anyway, patreon.com/Jim Gossett Comedy. So for those of you in the country who are Democrats and Jewish, you might want to wake the hell up. You know, there's a lot of people who are self-loathing. There's a self-loathing liberal. There's a self-loathing Jew. And there is. They vote Democrat. They promote Hamas. They promote Palestinian authority, even though they want nothing but to destroy the Jewish state. And people are beginning to awake to this. Listen to this. The Biden administration has granted Iran billions in new sanctions relief. Yeah. Yeah. So the Obama administration, known for having a curious determination to empower Iran, and given that the Biden administration employs many of the same people, one can't help but wonder if this is a continuation of the same disastrous, wrongheaded policy. Well, of course it is. They're trying to take Benjamin Netanyahu out of power, and now they're enriching Iran. Yeah. Do you want to stop hating yourself? You want to stop hating your country? Because there are elements in this country, like Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer, he's a self-loathing Jew. Anyway, the Biden administration on Wednesday reapproved a sanctions waiver that unlocks upwards of $10 billion in frozen funds for the Iranian government, according to a copy of the notice submitted to Congress late Wednesday and reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. They want to give Iran $10 billion. Wow. Israeli Defense Forces said Wednesday that they would evacuate Palestinian civilians near the Gaza town of Rafah to humanitarian islands before entering the city to destroy the last four remaining Hamas terrorist battalions. There you go. Boom! 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 What did I say? I said evacuate the innocent, raise Gaza. R-A-Z-E Gaza. Unapologetically. Raise it. Flatten it. End it. No two-party solution. You had, or a two-state solution. You had a two-state solution. You chose to reinvest in Hamas. You danced around on 9/11 and threw candy to your children. Those children grew up, were indoctrinated by you to hate the Jews, and then went into Israel on October the 7th and murdered and raped and murdered and raped and murdered and raped. And Benjamin Netanyahu said, we're going to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth. Why does Chuck Schumer want Benjamin Netanyahu taken out of office? I got to tell you, you better wake up and smell the coffee. So, Israeli Defense Forces said Wednesday it plans to direct a significant portion of the 1.4 million displaced Gazans in Rafah toward humanitarian islands in the center of the territory ahead of planned ground operation in the southernmost Gazan city. So they're going to evacuate the innocent and raise Gaza. I love it. It makes me happy. It makes me happy when Hamas warriors die. Hell with you. Honestly, literally, literally had they've been partying since 9/11, and then they put Hamas in power, and then the left goes crazy because Israel's going in to destroy him and everything, and now all of a sudden the left sees the death of Hamas, and we all know Barack Obama. Come on. You think he's on the side of Israel? He went to Black Liberation Theology. They preach anti-Israel. They preach anti-Semitism. Oh, so stupid. So crazy. Trump says he took White House documents from the White House, top secret documents from the White House, very legally, wasn't hiding them. You know why? Because he had the legal right to do so. Joe Biden, this is the laughable thing. I did a video about it last night on Twitter and Instagram, and I said it's ludicrous to say that Donald Trump taking classified documents from the White House, being entitled to do so, keeping them at Mar-a-Lago, which is Fort Knox, not sharing them with foreign powers or ghostwriters. That's criminal. But Joe Biden taking thousands of classified and top secret documents for the last 40 years, putting them in seven locations in garages and storage facilities and Chinatown, and I can go on and on, and that's cool. This is why the left is so laughable now. This is why MSNBC is now the new Comedy Central, because you just look at it to laugh, because they're so stupid, all right? So Donald Trump last night was on with Greg Kelly on Newsmax. You should get a membership to Newsmax Plus, NewsmaxPLUS.com. Here Donald Trump is talking about Jack Smith and the documents cases.
No, but nobody's ever been hit like me. And it has never been anything like this. Look, my numbers are highest. Nobody's ever seen numbers like this. I believe that if this didn't happen, perhaps they miscalculated and perhaps they haven't. Because don't forget, it's not over yet. But there is some kind of a protective force, because you look at what I've been hit with. These are horrible people. These are corrupt. You know, Jack Smith. I call him deranged Jack Smith.
Yeah.
This guy is out to murder. Here's Joe Biden with 50 times the number of documents, yep, classified stuff.
Yep.
He took it all for a 50-year period. And don't forget, they can blame his mental health. And I agree with them on his mental health.
Yeah.
His mental health is terrible. But they can blame his mental health. But 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 30 years ago and 40 and 50 years ago, he didn't have, let's say, a mental health problem like they talk about today. So they release him from liability. And you're talking about many, many times the documents over many years. And he didn't have the Presidential Records Act. He didn't have it, you know, which totally protects me, in my opinion, totally protects me.
It does.
You know, I was dealing with them. We were dealing fine. We weren't. And then all of a sudden they raided this house. They raided Mar-a-Lago. These are corrupt people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time, big time. And by the way, this is Kelly Armstrong yesterday in the Robert Hur testimony. Listen to where all the documents were hidden.
Mr. Hur, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
Oh, yeah, there. Yeah.
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
What?
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
That is spectacular. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Donald Trump's the problem. This is why Jack Smith's case is going down the toilet. Down the toilet. And this is Robert Herr saying, no, Joe Biden has not been exonerated.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. I know that the term willful retention has a... Mr. Herr, it's my time.
In this case, did you reach a conclusion that this man was outright innocent?
Yeah, yeah. He was not exonerated. But it's weird. It's actually not a double standard anymore. No, it's a triple standard. I'll explain.
For the last three election cycles, there's only been three people who have ran for president. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Donald Trump.
Triple.
All three of them have been accused of mishandling classified documents. Only one of them has been prosecuted. And that's what the American people see. That's what we see. We had Hillary Clinton, who ran a program called Bleach It
Bleach
on her
bit,
server.
Yeah, Bleach Bit, yeah.
He used hammers to destroy evidence.
You sure it was
Joe
bit?
Biden has a 50-year history of misplacing classified documents in numerous different places. All of these cases have the same underlying elements of the crime, the same fact patterns, and yet we only see one person being prosecuted.
Yeah, 2022, FBI agents conducted a search of Biden's Delaware home, found that he had retained classified documents from his time as senator and VP. These included files about Afghanistan, drafts of a handwritten memo to former President Barack Obama, urging him not to send more troops into the country. In a report early last month, Special Counsel Robert Herr compared the two cases and outlined the decisions to charge Trump and not Biden. Yeah, because there are evil people who are terribly, terribly corrupt, and their little world is going to come crashing down. Here's a little more from Donald Trump on classified documents with Greg Kelly on Newsmax.
We weren't hiding anything. He was. He had them in Chinatown, and those were boxes that were used. If you take a look at those boxes were, there was a lot of activity in those boxes. They show pictures of them. In Mar-a-Lago, we had the Secret Service. Yep. We had all sorts of security. We had everything. I mean, what I did, I had protection. Yep. I had the right to do it.
Hunter never uses it, though.
My opinion and my lawyer's opinion and everything else. But when you see that the way they released him, and they say, we're going to release him. So when I look at this, Greg, I say, there's got to be something. You know, it was very interesting when they were going after me viciously, raiding my house, everything else, because Jack Smith is an animal. He's a total animal. He's deranged. He really is. He's a deranged person. The other gentleman who went after her, went after Biden, it was a weird kind of a conclusion because he said, you know, he's competent to be president, but he's not competent to stand trial.
There you go, hook or by crook. Which way do you want this presidency to end? By hook or by crook? Crook because he's such a crook, or hook, 25th Amendment, because he his contents have settled during shipping. If you open up Joe Biden's head, it would look like a bag of potato chips. It's like about a third full and a whole lot of air. It's shrinkflation. Here is Donald Trump talking about, the next 7 months, which you need to be prepared for.
They see how bad, how pathetic Biden's been. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He's corrupt. He's incompetent. He's weaponized the justice system to go after his political opponent, which has never been done before. And he's the worst president we've ever had. He's not respected.
He is. He's vomitously bad.
At all in foreign. Look, you wouldn't have.
I'm laughing at him because he's so terrible.
Russia attacking Ukraine. You wouldn't have Israel being attacked. Iran was broke when I was president. They were broke.
Yeah.
Because of me. Let's say they were broke. And they didn't have the money to give to Hamas or Hezbollah. All of these things, you wouldn't have inflation because it was caused by energy.
Yep.
All of these things were things that were very preventable. Not preventable by him. And the problem we have 7 months to go, a little more than 7 months to go. That's an eternity when you have incompetent people running the government.
That's why you need to stay focused. The only reason why you're not able to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is because we have a bunch of jackweeds in Washington, D.C., who've been in power a very long time, and they see their day of reckoning is coming. Stay focused as the founders. Coming up, even MSNBC says Fani Willis's case is over. Stick around. This is the Rob Carson Show.
If the left tells you to quiet down, get louder. It's the Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show. At the bottom of the hour, General Blaine Holt is going to be joining us to talk about what's going on in Haiti and West Point. They've dropped the phrase duty, honor, and country from their mission statement. So there you go, West Point grad. You hear what I just said there? Yeah. Yeppers. Just remember this. You know, you've heard that expression, long COVID, which means that anything that's going on with you right now, if you add COVID, suddenly is the result of long COVID. No. Think of this. Vaccine injury. I'll talk about it later in the show. Okay? We'll talk about it later in the show. Top medicines banned by the Joe Biden administration during COVID. They were all cheap and effective. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, budesonide. There you go. I said it right. Budesonide there. Uh-huh. All of those banned. Very effective in other countries, but our country decided to ban them because they were cheap and effective. And they had other stuff they wanted to sell you. Or mandate. Yeah, yeah. And then they silenced great people like Dr. Peter McCullough. And you know what he said? He said, okay, cool. I'll just create the wellness company. And he did. He did. And now he's selling these emergency medical kits, which you need to get. You see what's happening at the southern border? You see all the crap that we're in the middle of right now? You don't think that a supply chain problem could happen again? You don't think that you might be out as far as your meds and whatnot? I would get in touch with the wellness company today and get that emergency medical kit. All right? It's ordering it is like, getting a shot. You feel a little pinch. Just look away and order it because you'll be glad you did. All right? So you got not only the emergency medical, emergency kit. They've got another one that you can do, a travel medical kit. And all you got to do is go to twc.health/Carson. twc.health/Carson, okay? twc.health/Carson. You'll save 10%. Do it today. Here is Dr. Turley, talking about the classified documents. Stephen Turley last night talking about the classified documents case against Donald Trump.
But for the grace of God, go I. If I had a client with this amount of evidence against him, I doubt seriously prosecutors would have any hesitation.
Jonathan, not Stephen. Stephen's another one.
They had 40 years of mishandling classified material. They had one key party who tried to destroy it. They have the defendant acknowledging that he had it. It was traveling from spot to spot wherever he's working or living. They had to talk about his memory because otherwise they had a lead pipe cinch of a case.
Yeah, there you go. You could tell by the music. That was from Hannity's show last night. That's our walk-off music. You're talking too long. Play the music. It's just like the Oscars. Here is Trump attorney Alina Habba with regard to all of these indictments. And we'll get to the Fannie Willis stuff. Even MSNBC says it's death by a thousand cuts. Her case is done. Here is Alina Habba.
This is all about politics. How does the president feel? I think exactly that way. This is political. There's no place for this in America.
Nope.
DAs and AGs should not be visiting the White House and the administration before bringing complaints against the leading front-running candidate for the Republican Party because Joe Biden can't walk and can't spell Bob backwards. That's not our problem. That's their problem. But it's very clear what the motivation is. And I think the president's frustrated for the nation and ready to get back to work in November.
Yeah, and the American people are righteously PO'd about all of this nonsense. One of the most popular lines I've delivered in recent addresses to large audiences is make 2024 the year we return to common sense from nonsense. And you see it, everything from CRT to transgendered bullcrap in schools to kids being mutilated, becoming mutilated eunuchs the rest of their life. And we have people in this country who have been down for it, for all of the nonsense. And we are taking a radical turn to the right, just exit right over here. Not radical right, common sense right. And we're going to drive these people right the hell out of power. How does that sound? I think it sounds really good. Then we can argue about the small stuff later as we stand during the national anthem and celebrate the greatest country in the history of the world. General Blaine Holt joins us next on the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400% because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? Joining us on the Newsmax hotline, one of our favorite guests, friend of the show, General, Brigadier General Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force Combat C-17 Commander, U.S. Air Force Deputy Military Rep to NATO, and Newsmax contributor on the Newsmax hotline. Sir, yes, sir, how are you today?
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, bro, I'm always glad to have you. I mean, sorry, General, I shouldn't say that on the air.
That's fine.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Haiti. The people who are in Haiti, our friends, our missionaries and whatnot in Haiti, literally are trying to get off the island, and Joe Biden's State Department has told them, stay safe. That's it. This is the same thing they did, and they do. They did it in Israel. They are in Gaza. They did it in Afghanistan. What is the deal, General? I want to know.
Well, I mean, everywhere you look since this national security team took their seats, the one thing they've been extremely consistent on is not the leave no one behind policy, but the leave everyone behind policy. They don't care about Americans in harm's way. They prove it every day from prisoners that are improperly incarcerated in prison cells around the world, the thousands that we left behind in Afghanistan, and they're very consistent. So here we are, our private, brilliant, heroic organizations like Dynamo, Pineapple, Nazarene Project, they come to the rescue again. Brian Stern is out there doing God's work trying to get as many Americans. Representative Corey Mills is trying to get Americans out because our government, the one that we pay trillions of dollars for every year, is failing us, turning their backs on us. They prefer illegals over American citizens.
Well, you know, and they're talking about wholesale allowing Haitians to come into our country. That's what they want to do. Ron DeSantis isn't playing ball with them in Florida, but that's what they literally, they would go out of their way to get Haitians here and leave Americans there. I am so thoroughly disgusted by this.
I think every American's disgusted. I think even progressives and liberals are waking up today saying, I didn't sign up for this. Especially, look at the barbarism that's so closely a parallel with what we saw on October 7th in Israel, except for the fact that this is only a couple of hundred miles away from our coastline. And now we're looking at this ragtag group that not only ousted the government, but now they're killing people and cooking and eating them. So how are we going to vet non-cannibals from coming into the nation? The thing is, it's coming to our shores, Rob, because of Mayorkas and this administration's policy, and Americans are going to have to fend for themselves. They're going to have to take their own security very seriously, I'm afraid to say.
That's what I said. I said, to arms, the commies are coming. And I'm just saying that as somebody who is I would consider myself to be a Paul Revere to some degree, a very minor degree, with my listeners, and saying we got to be ready because our federal government could give a flying flip about you and me. Let me ask you about this this barbecue, this evil monster, this satanic monster who is in charge of Port-au-Prince. How long would it take special ops to take that B-word out and do something about it? And would it be appropriate to save the people of Haiti and the people, our people who are there?
Certainly. It's in our best interest to. This is not Ukraine or some faraway land. It's not like we're intervening in Myanmar. This is our backyard. Our interests are right here. You can argue that on every level. So when it comes to, to use a euphemism, if you want to put warheads on foreheads, act locally. Think locally. This is a clear and present danger to the United States.
Yes, it is.
We'll see folks like Senator Schumer get up and rant and rave, and Mitch McConnell, so I'll be very fair for both sides, get up and evangelize us that the number one issue the United States has is Ukraine. Well, look over across that water, and then let's go ahead and do an autopsy about how we get Haiti to this point from the dreadful earthquakes, the sham that the Clinton Foundation ran in there for a humanitarian response, and then $6 billion U.S. dollars that were supposed to turn it into a shining city on the hill, yet what we see now is Mad Max that's about to export itself to our nation.
Well, you know why it is? Because they look at countries like this that are dangerously corrupt. They look at countries like they do DAs. They want stupidity and corruption.
That's what they're doing.
What about Israel? We now know that the Biden administration is granting Iran billions of dollars in new sanctions relief while Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer want to take Benjamin Netanyahu out of power, while they want to build a port into Hamas so Hamas could steal all the goods and sell them on the black market. It's very clear that there are people in charge of our country who are not friends of the United States and not friends of our allies like Israel.
That's right. And so what has to happen is we've got to protect our ballot boxes with the utmost integrity. That's got to happen in all 50 states to make sure that our elections are on the up and up. The next thing that has to happen is Congress, especially the Republican side, has got to get interested in more than movie cameras, lights, and theater. Some real consequences and accountability have to happen to members of the deep state and beyond. And you know, because we the people are watching, and we the people insist that the swamp starts paying attention to that wonderful clause in Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution, which is to provide for the security of all the states, which they're clearly not doing. So no. If they're not in the four corners of the Constitution, then we have questions about that. We'd love to know why, because what we're going to start seeing is the illegal migration. And I will use those terms, although we're not supposed to. The illegal migrants that are here are going to turn on us, whether Mayorkas says so or not. We're going to have violence in our streets, and I fear that it's going to come sooner rather than later.
Well, I fear that there's going to be a terrorist attack, obviously. It's very obvious. What and why? Let me ask you this. General, clearly, they know this is going to happen. They just flew in 325,000 illegals from their countries on flights without telling anyone into cities they won't tell us about. Sir, you have decades of experience in the military. This is an invasion facilitated by our federal government. This, to me, is an act of treason, if not an act of war. And I'm not being pejorative about it. It's time that people started telling the truth about it. Why are they keeping this secret from us? Why are they doing this, General?
That is not hyperbole at all. That is absolutely a fair, balanced assessment about where we find ourselves. The reason that's hard to even say the words is because, you know, growing up, Rob, we never thought we'd be in this position where the government would do exactly what the founders said this government was going to do. It was a matter of when, not if, and it's here now, and it's going to take us to come together. I don't know of a better, more visual symbol that our government is failing us than what we saw at the United States Military Academy when they decided they're ditching the MacArthur words, duty, honor, country.
What symbol
do you need?
Sir, I saw this, and this is a really big deal. West Point Superintendent Lieutenant General Steve Gilland, or whatever the hell is, Jello Brain, I think is it, announced the new mission statement replaces duty, honor, and country for the more generic Army values. Now, if you look at the Army now, I guess Army values means you can change your freaking gender. I want your response to something like this. Yet some people say just words, but words have massive, massive meaning when it comes to discarding duty, honor, and country. What do you think?
That is, words have power and meaning. They take away the words that inspire Americans to serve something greater than themselves, duty, honor, country, and they replace them with diversity, equity, and inclusion, Marxist terms designed to destroy our military from the inside out. And quite frankly, I'm a product of the Reserve Officer Training Corps. I'm an ROTC grad from the University of Georgia. And what I would say is, if this is the way that the service academies are going to go, and West Point is not alone in this, but if this is the way they're going to go, why should taxpayers have to pay for this? Why should we be made to pay for Marxism in our military colleges? How about we just offload them? The whole concept, you know, the founders never said we had to have military academies. In fact, it had the opposite. They backed the concept of the citizen soldier. That means ROTC or Officers Candidate School. And that's where our go-to should be, and we should insist that American civics and history be taught to our young cadets who are going to be standing on the line defending us.
It is a more than an affront. It is an outrage, and it is part of a Maoist revolution in our country. That's what all this is about. That, you know, this is what it's all about. Dear God in heaven, it's seen time and time again.
Where's the long gray line? Where are the general officers, the long gray line, to be outraged and to say this shall not happen? Where are all those generals who are retired now? Why are they so silent? I want to see the ring knockers who graduated from those halls get into the chili of the government and suddenly come to their senses and say, if you don't stand up, who's going to?
Now you retired. You're my age, and you retired. Would you ever consider serving in some way, shape, or form? Not necessarily in the military, but in part of an administration, presumably a Trump administration.
I'm always called to service, and I know there's so many vets just like me who are called to service. But, Rob, to fix our military, I think it's going to take thousands of gray beards who thought they retired to come back, right the ship, and get us mission-focused and get us looking back at a warrior's ethos, and that we're not getting into every little war all over this planet, that we're building on a peace-through-strength concept, and that we buy our kit intelligently and at reasonable prices. And we can always rely on the American soldier, airman, sailor, marine, to stand up for us with integrity and with the right values. And we don't see that today.
Well, one of these days, I know that you and I and others are going to gather together, and we're going to raise a glass, and we are going to return this country. You know we are, bro, because you can feel it, can't you? You can feel it in this country. There's a righteous awakening of patriotism. We focused on the one jackweed who kneels during the anthem, not the 65,000 who stand and cry.
Yeah,
we're done with it. Oh, bro, we you know what the signal of our movement, I said a burning pitchfork. That should be it right there, because we are standing outside the castle and we are done with this crap.
We are not going to be the generation that fails our founders or our grandchildren in one fell swoop. We're just
all right. Well, General, thank you so much for your words today, and I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know we're going to get through this. You know what a battle is like. You're losing one day, you get down, and I'm here to do the morale. I'm the morale, all right?
Amen. Well, they picked the wrong fight, brother.
Come on, man. All right, now you are on Twitter at @the_irascible.
I am.
All right. And it's IRASCIBLE for those of you who have gone to public schools in large inner cities. General, thank you very much. God bless you, bro.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Yeah, it's coming. It's time to feel good about America again. They did it with the Berlin Wall. They did it without firing a shot at the Berlin Wall. They took down the Soviet Union. I wanted that to happen on January the 6th, but they made that into Reichstag. Uh-huh, they did. I've got evidence on it coming up, yeah. I can say it now. It's not disinformation. It's crazy, right? Your most valuable asset is your home. Don't think that if thieves want to get into your house to steal your jewelry and whatnot, they won't just try to take your home or your equity. Thieves can forge a deed, transfers ownership of your property to them, and then crooks can deceive a homeowner, convincing them to sign a deed, transfer ownership, often by promising to help refinance a mortgage. Oh, really? Or paying overdue property taxes? Huh. Yeah. They'll do anything, and particularly they like to take advantage of older people. Because we trust people, right? And I'm not I'm a senior citizen technically, but I'm not, you know, I'm under 60. Maybe you should check out Home Title Lock, find out if there's somebody trying to steal your house, or maybe they already have. Find out free when you use my promo code Carson. Get a comprehensive free scan of your home's title. 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Home Title Lock, promo code Carson. And you will get all of that. I did it a couple years ago. Found there were all sorts of little pings going on my home title. And you can, too. Again, just go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. Promo code Carson. I'm going to next get in deep to Fonnie Willis. Did I say that out loud? I think Nathan Wade already did that. Anyway, we're going to get into that because her case is falling apart. We got a lot of Jan 6 stuff. And remember what I told you about long COVID? There's no such thing as it. There's no such thing as long COVID. They're making it up. I'll explain what that's all about coming up on The Rob Carson Show. So the new RNC leadership is suing Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Bitson and Michigan Elections Director Eric Chair Jonathan Brader. You know why? Because 53 Michigan counties have more active registered voters than people over 18 years of age. And she's the one who's saying she'll work with other secretaries of state to defeat Donald Trump. Laura Trump and Michael Wadley are going to kick some serious booty. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Let's talk about Fonnie. Fonnie Willis paid her boyfriend $700,000. He's like, wait. You're going to pay me for this?
Fonnie Willis is a crook.
She's also an idiot.
All the money that she took. Hired her boyfriend, he was unqualified. Then lied about it when she testified. $700,000 he made.
He made a lot of money.
Fanny made sure he got paid.
You always end up paying for sex, guys.
No experience, but still got hired. They should be disbarred as well as fired. Oh, Fanny. You pay Nathan Wade, he's your lover. They should put you away, oh, Fanny. And you gave him a job just for cover. They should jail you today, oh, Fanny.
Who'd you talk about, Willis?
Oh, Fanny, you use federal funds for your pleasure.
Pleasure.
And you won't get away, oh, Fanny. Your conviction is something treasure.
MSNBC, this woman, her name is Carolyn Pelosi. I know, weird. She says that Fonnie's case is done.
His decision on the disqualification, as we all know, does not kill the case in and of itself.
Talking about those six charges that were dismissed against Donald Trump yesterday.
If he wouldn't dismiss the indictment, it would just be reassigned to sort of a governing body in Georgia to then be reassigned. However, I myself feel, and many other people feel, that that would, in effect, essentially be the death knell for this case. Aww. Because, another time when Fonnie Willis was removed from a case for, yeah, in this very case for, mm-hmm, a conflict of interest, that, yeah, case is still languishing at that body. It hasn't, yeah, been reassigned yet. I don't know that there are many other prosecutors in the state of Georgia that would want to take on this case, that have the, right, resources, the expertise. And so this, could be sort of death by a thousand cuts.
Death by a thousand cuts, yeah, because it's based on nothing. This is Eli Honig talking about the fact that the charges were based on nothing. Hold on, I'm a player here. Come on, Eli. Give me some words here, Eli. Hold on a second.
There are six counts in this indictment that say Donald Trump and other defendants asked various members of the Georgia Senate and the Georgia legislature and the Georgia Secretary of State, other public officials, to violate their oaths to the Constitution by essentially swinging the election. But what the judge says here is, you prosecutors, you have to say what part of the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
The judge says there are hundreds of provisions in the U.S. Constitution,
yeah,
and in the Georgia State Constitution. And the purpose of an indictment is to give defendants...
But Fonnie Willis calls it unconstitutional.
Notice, so they know what they're defending against. And you can't just say, Well, you tried to violate the Constitution.
Yes, unconstitutional.
Judge says, what you have to say is what specific provisions of the Constitution, what specific sections of the Constitution.
Constipatable, that's not it.
That's not in the indictment. Therefore, the judge says those charges are legally unfounded and now they're dismissed.
Yeah, because they just made it up because they were doing it haphazardly, and they were doing it with a person who's not only corrupt, but dangerously stupid. Oh, I'm just loving this. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. A lot of the times we think about bettering ourselves, we think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores the history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax.
World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And this is the third hour of the Rob Carson Show. I hope you're enjoying it, because I certainly am. The number is 800-922-6680. And, you know, while the other shows are kind of desk pounding and screaming and all that, how about we retake mockery, ridicule, and comedy from the left while making a point, while making a pretty solid point, being well ahead of a lot of the opinion leaders. I do have this new email address. We're just trying because, you know, I just needed an easier solution. It is at robcarsonshow@gmail.com. Here's one already from John. Hey, John, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Rob, appreciate your show. Been listening since you came on the air. Love your comedy, the songs, and the truth. Keep up the good job. John in Greenwood, Delaware. Don't catch the stupid. Hey, thanks there, John. Well, let's see here. Another one here. Okay. Your show's not very good. I'll just delete that one. Just kidding. RobCarsonShow@gmail.com. There you go. So do that. Yeah, I mentioned this earlier. Laura Trump and Michael Wadley. They're the new good tag team, right? You ever been to a WWE match? I have. I went to one years ago, and then I went to like the original All-Star Wrestling when I was a little kid with my brother Dwight, and we went to see like Baron Von Raschke and Rufus Railroad Jones and the Iron Sheik. That was a little bit later. So I mean, I'm following it. Well, these are the good guys. These are the high flyers with Jimmy Brunzel and Greg Gagne, right? Right. And then the bad guys, you know, they're the other team, and they've been beating the hell out of us for a while. And now Michael Wadley and Laura Trump are stepping in the ring and going, oh, come on now. Oh, and they're bringing the, you know, they'll bring the folding chair. They'll do the whole deal. They'll come off the third rope, all of that stuff. And then this just in, they are suing Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson. So there you go. Because, you know, they've got more. Listen, they have more active voter registrations than they do voters in Michigan. Isn't that crazy? Oh, then wait a minute. There's no voter, you know, there's no voter fraud in this country. Oh, bull crap. It's the only way the Democrats can win. And I'm not joking about it. It's the only way they can win because the party is bankrupt. They are awful. But there we go. Yeah. Wadley and Trump were elected in Houston last week to replace Romney McDaniel. What a lackluster couple that is, right? Immediately after the vote, Wadley shared the election integrity, which will be top priority, saying the party's goal is to ensure that it is easy to vote, hard to cheat. Laura Trump, the wife of Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump's son Eric Trump, also expressed her commitment to election integrity and security in a recent interview with Fox, among other places. She'll be on this show, trust me. She'll be on this show. They like me in the Trump family. The RNC filed a lawsuit representing 30 million registered Republicans in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, the U.S. territories, and the District U.S. Court in Western Michigan. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit include Michigan resident Jordan Jaritsima, who is currently running for a seat on the Ottawa County Commission as a Republican, and Republican legislative aide Emerson Silvernail. Silvernail. Michigan's Dirty SOS, who's also a POS, Jocelyn Benson, and her director of elections, who also serves as the chair of ERIC, are named as defendants in the lawsuit. Of the 83 counties in Michigan, the lawsuit claims at least 53 have more active registered voters than adults over the age of 18. 23 have registrations exceeding 90% of adults over 18. That lawsuit states the number of voters is impossibly high. Yeah. An additional 23 counties have active voter registration rates exceeding 90%. That far eclipses the national and statewide voter registration rate in recent elections. I wonder why. I wonder why the governor of Michigan is still in office. They're just saying, I don't know, maybe there's something going on because she's doing a terrible job as a governor. Unbelievable. Michigan voter rolls have gotten exponentially worse. 2020, Michigan had one county with registration rates above 100% of the voting age population. Wow, now it has 53. So they're trying to do it again. Yeah. The lawsuit states Michigan's impossibly high registration rates, large rates of inactive registered voters, low numbers of address confirmations, and low numbers of removals indicate an ongoing systematic problem with its voter list maintenance efforts. Adding defendants' failure to maintain accurate voter rolls violates federal law. Yeah, it does. You miserable, wretched, awful people. March 4th, the Joe Biden-appointed judge dismissed a similar case filed by the Public Interest Legal Foundation, or PILF. I'm a DILF, by the way. That's what the ladies call me. I'm a DILF. Yeah, you ladies know what that means. Woo! Yeah! Anyway, against Michigan's dishonest SOS, the Secretary of State, that claimed Jocelyn Benson had violated federal law in allowing over 27,000 deceased voters to remain on Michigan's voter rolls. Hey, we got one as the president. Why the hell not? Michigan is citizens strong and believe dead voters have no business in their voter rolls. No, really? and the question is why Jocelyn Benson is fighting so hard to keep him on the rolls until after the 2024 election. Well, I think it's fairly obvious. She needs to go to jail. I look forward to the day. Oh, my Lord in heaven, I look forward to the day. Don't you? Oh, man. I'm just so sick of this crap. You know, if you can't win a fair fight, if you can't win on the arena of ideas, then you go to jail. You're going to jail, man. I'm telling you what. You're going to jail. Hunter Biden on Wednesday refused to accept House Oversight Committee James Comer's order to publicly testify before Congress on March 20th. Huh. Well, you talking all big and everything, right? In a letter to Comer yesterday, Abby Lowell, who's Abby Normal's brother, Hunter's lawyer, said the invitation is an attempt to resuscitate your conference moribund inquiry with made-for-right-wing media circus. I must convey my surprise by your hasty request, he continued. Is he writing old-timey language? He's like writing turn of the 17th century kind of language here. I must convey my surprise at your hasty request. Yes, an attempt to resuscitate your conference moribund inquiry will be made for right-wing media circus. I spit in your face and fart in your general direction. I thought even you would recognize your baseless impeachment proceeding. So Hunty was talking all big and everything, and he was going to come in there, and he was going to, you know, he showed up for that hearing, and he walked in, and he sat down, and then he walked out and all that stuff. You know what the thing is? You know why he didn't do it? You know why he's backing out? Because he has a little tiny penis. I'm talking figuratively, of course. Although, if you've seen the pictures on the laptop, I mean, it's without a doubt, you know. I'm just saying. Anyway. These people are going to, they're going to pay for their malfeasance. Yes, they will, because there's no way that the American people are going back. Considering the state of the country and the nonsense we're going through, there is no turning this back. There is no bailing out the SS by Titanic. There's just no. Nope. All right, let's talk about, Let's talk about January the 6th. We now know that Liz Cheney covered up the Biden administration's request to get 10,000 troops for January the 6th. It was given 3 days before. They turned it down. Nancy Pelosi, mayor of Washington, D.C., did it on purpose. We know that the story that Cassidy Hutchinson relayed to the J6 committee, the kangaroo court, that Donald Trump tried to grab the wheel of the beast and turn back to the Capitol. I think she went on to say that they were driving across a bridge and an A-10 Warthog flew overhead, blew out the bridge, and Donald Trump was able to grab Melania, grab the rung of a helicopter and be drawn as the beast flew into the water. I could be confusing that with an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, but I think that's what she said. Could be wrong. So, Judicial Watch is suing Fani Willis for communications with special counsel Jack Smith. Judicial Watch revealed it has initiated a lawsuit under the Georgia Open Records Law against Fani Willis in Fulton County. The lawsuit seeks to obtain records of any interactions between Willis, the county, and both special counsel Jack Smith and the House January the 6th committee. Fani Willis conspired with Liz Cheney's faux Jan 6 committee. Did you hear about that? Yeah. Representative Barry Loudermilk says, for nearly 2 years, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's January the 6th special committee promoted hearsay and cherry-picked information to promote its political goal to legislatively prosecute former President Donald Trump. Yeah. Here's a little montage of people in the Trump administration saying, hey, yeah, we wanted those troops.
100% and attested to by many people, and they turned it down.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi turned it down.
Mayor Bowser's written refusal, the communications between the leader of the Capitol Police and their chain of command to the DOD refusing our request to allow National Guardsmen and women to stage on January 4 and 5 before January 6th.
Did you both ask for the National Guard to be called up?
Without a doubt, Sean, we've made that.
They knew that that enemy combatants were coming to D.C. in the form of Antifa, by the way. They did. Newsweek did an article about it. I remember, like, right after January the 6th, they said that. They came to Washington, D.C. to raise a ruckus, and Donald Trump said, we don't want the people who've been burning down the country and going after my supporters at their rallies. We don't want that to happen on January the 6th. And look what Nancy Pelosi did. Nancy Pelosi need to go to jail.
Very clear, not just once, but on numerous occasions, we wanted,
in her case, a life sentence, maybe 3 or 4 years,
to make sure that there was plenty of National Guard on the ready in case there was some kind of violence.
I had a meeting with President Trump on the 3rd of January concerning some international threats. And at the very end, he asked if there were any requests for National Guard support.
Wow. What was the president's response to you with regard to the request made by Mayor Bowser?
Fill it and do whatever was necessary to protect the demonstrators.
Yeah. On January the 7th, after January the 6th, I said, it looks like a Reichstag moment. And because the mainstream media said, oh, yeah, there were $100 million worth of damage inside the Capitol and all this stuff. And I said, no, they opened the Capitol immediately afterwards and everything was cool. We got 1,300 people have been persecuted. You know how many people have been exonerated out of 1,300 by our DOJ and FBI? Is it 200? No. It's much less than that. Is it 100? No. Two people. Donald Trump pledges to release January the 6th hostages among his first acts as president. My first act as your new president will be to close the border, drill baby drill, and free the January the 6th hostages who are wrongfully imprisoned. We have a gulag. We have a Bastille. He stated in May of 2023 that he most probably would pardon a significant portion of them and added this will be very soon. Now he's saying he definitely will. Trump's comments came after his former advisor, Peter Navarro, was ordered to report to jail for ignoring a congressional subpoena like Hunter did. Yeah. Issued by the January 6th Select Committee, which now we know is completely crooked. So Peter Navarro should not have to turn himself in. Should not. This is Jonathan Turley talking about all of these shenanigans and all of this covering up of evidence that would have exonerated Donald Trump by the kangaroo court all of whose members, if they are active members of Congress, should be removed. All of whose members who are no longer in Congress should be criminally indicted.
Well, as you know, Sean, there was no alternative narrative presented. There were no alternative witnesses presented.
Oh, really?
The committee didn't call in people with opposing accounts.
That's the same thing that happened with the Letitia James case in New York City and the other one with E. Jean Carroll. Same thing happened there. It's like weird.
They didn't explore other explanations. It was this drumbeat on a single narrative, and it was produced by this ABC producer they brought in.
Yeah.
If you remember with this lunging story, the media ran with it. It was on every single network as Trump was portrayed as this truly crazy person lunging at his Secret Service driver, trying to take control over the beast or the presidential limo.
Yeah.
That played over and over again. And the committee members knew when people were reporting this that the driver denied it. This is a law enforcement officer who said it just didn't happen. And yet they allowed that false narrative to be played out there, including former Representative Cheney. At no point did she come forward and say, you know what, let's be honest here. The person that would be most directly involved, the driver, denies it.
Oh, I've got more coming up after the break. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right.
I don't know if you heard this. Joe Biden's got some new shoes. They're giving him some orthopedic shoes. This is one of the songs I like to listen to in the morning. It's Paolo Nutini. Makes me happy.
Woke up late one Thursday. I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes.
Using the short stare.
Like there were 2 days missing.
Think I made a booby in my pants.
Then I made my way to the kitchen.
All right, anyway, yeah, Joe Biden has, he's wearing orthopedic shoes. And he's using the short stairs. There you go. That's just amazing. All of this is coming down. So Donald Trump said he's going to release the January the 6th hostages. It's odd. I just got a text from one of them. Huh. Yeah. I've been in touch with one of them for a while. He's been moved around, and he's been punished, and he's been put in solitary, and he has a podcast and all that. And you're going to hear more about him. But here is Jonathan Turley talking about why in the heck didn't they have a lot of security on January the 6th when the FBI and everybody knew about it? Now we know that there were some CIA operatives in the crowd as well on Capitol Hill. Isn't that funny? Jonathan Turley.
Right. I remember when all of us were doing the coverage on that day, one of my first responses before the riot began is I'd never seen the Capitol so thinly protected for a major.
You know what else they didn't do? They didn't put any porta potties out for the million people who were there to see Donald Trump. Did you know about that? No, they did not.
Major event like this, it was that obvious. We were showing pictures of just a few bicycle cops behind temporary fences.
Yep.
And it was glaring because
the National Guard was only called out after it. Yeah, and they were in Washington, D.C. for a year to prevent you from protesting. Yeah, I know.
The previous summer, you had a violent riot that caused the president to be removed to a safe room.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
A very large number of officers were injured. There was arson. There was property damage.
Yeah.
And they had to call out the National Guard and put up fencing.
Yep.
So this was an obvious move that was being suggested by the White House. They had literally just gone through this.
Huh.
And the reporting later said that Pelosi felt that the optics were not going to be good.
Yeah,
but that's part of what we want to get some answers to as the House works through what was not disclosed during these proceedings.
Yeah, yeah. The optics were bad. Can you imagine the optics of waking up, rolling over, and seeing Nancy Pelosi's head on the pillow next to you? You remember that guy, the QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley, who spent over 30 months in jail, and all he did was get let into the House chambers and say God bless you to the police officers and thanks for your support and all that? Well, here's how the media treated him.
You
In his horned helmet, fur pelts, and face paint, Jacob Chansley became known as the QAnon Shaman.
Yeah. The QAnon Shaman.
We also probably shouldn't be using the word shaman, given that that is culturally significant for some people, and this was just a rioter in a hat.
The public face of the Capitol riot.
Public face of the insurrection.
The face of the insurrection.
The most prominent symbol of a violent insurrection that attempted to overthrow the United States government.
Yeah, every bit of that was a lie. And I've got a little audio from him. He talked to Tucker Carlson, but I want you to listen to this. QAnon Shaman, QAnon Shaman, QAnon Shaman. Why would they say that?
When you were arrested and then charged, did you tell anybody? Well, wait a second. No. I was led into the chamber by law enforcement. I didn't do anything. I wasn't armed. I don't seek insurrection. I'm totally nonviolent. Did you say that to anybody?
Absolutely. I told the FBI when they arrested me. I told my lawyer. I told the prosecutor. But it didn't fit the narrative. So this is the thing about PSYOPs. PSYOPs are about using what's called neuro-linguistic programming. Huh. That's the use of words or linguistics to create a pattern in the subconscious portion of people's brains.
Now, I'm going to explain this in full on the other side of the break because I know exactly what they're talking about and I know how it's changed opinions in our country over the decades. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got that coming up. We got some... Don Lemon gets fired. Elon Musk gave him a platform on Twitter, and Don Lemon decided to bite the hand that feeds him. Well, Elon ain't going to feed him anymore. That's coming up, and this is the Rob Carson Show.
Here's to a record-setting president. Joe Biden setting record low approval ratings.
What the Democrats have put our nation through, it is a sad day.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
Certain dates echo throughout history. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. Huh. And January 6th, 2021.
Similar to Pearl Harbor and 9/11.
We can now add January 6th, 2021 to that very short list of dates in American history that will live forever in infamy.
The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
And this was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The worst single act of political violence since the Civil War.
The worst attack on American democracy, arguably, probably, since the Civil War.
Why would they have the same talking points? That is so weird. That is so weird. Well, Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman, is running for Congress now. I think he has an explanation.
By using trigger words and trigger images, triggering certain like instinctual responses, using words like deadly insurrection, violent insurrection, weapons of mass destruction, or deadly virus, etc. These things trigger these instinctual responses in the subconscious brain. And because the subconscious brain is most of our neurological activity, if you can hijack the pattern in somebody's subconscious brain, you can hijack their conscious perception of reality.
I mean, when it comes to January the 6th, that's the only way that the Democrats have done that, right?
We must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. What? They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people.
You and 81 million Americans voted to save our democracy. Donald Trump isn't just a former president. He is a defeated former president.
Okay. That's that's one other instance of this, that repeating the same thing over and over again to make the masses turn against some people. That's the only other example you have of that.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today.
What's that?
White supremacy is terrorism.
Oh.
We're not going to ignore that either.
But on the best days, enough of us have the guts and the hearts to stand up for the best in us. The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Our own intelligence agencies in the United States of America have determined that domestic terrorism rooted in white supremacy is the greatest terrorist threat to our homeland.
Yeah, I think you get it. I couldn't say those words just a couple years ago because they were called disinformation and misinformation. Isn't that weird? It's kind of crazy. Stealing a wallet, cell phone, a car, those are threats you understand. Go to Oakland, California. Find out. Yeah. A thief grabs, runs, and flees and all that stuff. And, you know, if you're lucky, you don't get shot. But a rising form of fraud is deed theft. Criminals have found a way to steal no less than your home and your land. Thieves forge a deed, transfers ownership to a property to them. They file the deed with the county clerk. Clerk who records the sale, then the property is quickly sold to an unsuspecting purchaser, and then you got to hash it out in court, and you can't afford to do that. Yeah. Oh, they do all sorts of stuff. Yeah, the scammers can forge your signature, create a fake deed, take your land. They can use your home's equity against you, and then you got to fight it out in court. And again, you can't afford it. You can't afford it. You want to find out if somebody has stolen your title or has used your equity? You can get a free scan with Home Title Lock, okay? Here's how you do it. You go to HomeTitleLock.com. You use my promo code Carson. You sign up. You get a free comprehensive scan of your home's title, 30 days of legendary home title lock protection, and then you'll know. How's that sound? Better late than ever, right? How many times have you heard that? You heard it from your mom, and your mom heard it from her mom. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Carson. This is, I want to play one more soundbite from Jacob Chansley, the insane QAnon shaman. And by the way, interesting thing about this guy. I mean, he's a little out there, right? He's kind of like a conservative hippie. Not even that. He's a libertarian hippie. And he was arrested on federal charges, knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds without lawful authority and violent entry. He wasn't. He was let in. And he actually thanked the police officers for their service. Yeah, it's weird. He says, I'm a spiritual activist more than a political one. I've been dressing this way a long time. I largely take what is like almost like the yoga shaman tradition, where they shock the cognitive system by addressing in a like elaborate fashion, and in doing so by shocking the cognitive system. I guess that's why he wears the outfit. He says the coyote tail he wore is a symbolic of the Navajo tradition. Oh, my God, he's a Native American. You can't go after him. Of being the trickster or the liar. So I've got the tricksters by the tails. I'm wearing the trickster skin. All of his tattoos are shamanic tattoos, which are more meaningful than those Chinese symbols on your kid's neck that says owned by the communist CCP. And they're thinking it means like love or something. Yeah. But here is the insane QAnon shaman talking about the three branches of the federal government, and he's spot on.
The founding fathers described or characterized tyranny as the consolidation of all three branches of government into a centralized power,
uh-huh.
Executive, legislative, and judicial.
Okay.
Now, when we talk about the deep state, what we're talking about is a tyrannical government.
Yeah.
But the deep state is comprised of three aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. The first aspect is the circumventing of the checks and balances portions of our three-branch government system.
Yeah. Right.
So this is done through blackmail, bribery, lobbying, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got that.
Now, mm-hmm. The other aspect to the deep state, the second aspect, is the bureaucracy.
Oh.
Now, the bureaucracy is comprised of over 500 federal regulatory agencies that are charged with regulating commerce.
Uh-huh.
They also have their own regulation enforcement agents that enforce their regulations on the American people.
Okay.
So that's executive.
Uh-huh.
And they have their own administrative courts that are outside of the federal court system.
Using the courts.
So that's judicial.
Gotcha.
So that's tyranny.
Uh-huh.
Now the third aspect of the deep state is the international corporations and the international banking cartel that have either blackmailed our congressmen or bureaucrats into submission, or they, through bribery and lobbying, they have written the regulations.
See, Hunter and Joe Biden and the Joe Biden crime family.
Or the bureaucracy to then enforce. So then in this sense, the international corporations and banking cartels.
BlackRock, World Economic Forum.
Are using the government's monopoly on the initiation of force to reinforce their monopolies over our resources, our labor, and our currency. And they are using the government's monopoly on the initiation of force to take our tax dollars, public money, and put it into the private hands of less than 1% of the population.
Remember what I told you about a bourgeois proletariat, people we send to Washington, D.C., who spend their entire life telling us how to live ours and enriching themselves while we feast on the crumbs? Yeah. And guess who agrees with me?
I was told you were crazy, but I spent my life in Washington, and I don't know what you're going to say next, but what you just said is true.
Yeah. There you go. Bourgeois proletariat. Bastille. Won't end well for those in power. And hopefully it'll result in beheadings of federal agencies. Yeah. I want to play this real quick. Pierre Corey is a doctor who has been maligned by the federal government for preaching the truth. And I'm going to relate to this a personal story. And I just want you to hear what he had to say in an interview with Tucker Carlson, where he was talking about what has happened with regard to COVID. And you know, we've heard a lot about this long COVID kind of stuff. And I'll just say that I know someone who's 24 years old who moved to Colorado, who now has been told he will never be able to hike the mountains like he had dreamed of when he moved to Colorado because he has long COVID out of nowhere. 24-year-old man moved to Colorado, wanted to spend his life in Colorado, wanted to climb the mountains, and cannot climb those mountains anymore because of a heart condition that he never had before. And I am torn up by this because I know this young man. He is a friend of the family. And here is Dr. Pierre Corey talking about some strange things that have happened in our country to young people, you know, in the last few years.
100%. So why is the healthiest, most educated, wealthiest sectors of our labor force dying at higher rates than those that are what are called gray collar, like cops and teachers,
why?
Versus blue collar?
I don't know.
And you have to ask yourself, what happened in the American world? White collar workplace.
That's crazy.
Never, yeah. Never. This is unprecedented.
Because that's the healthiest segment of society, people who are dragging their
always have been.
Themselves out of bed every morning.
Always have been, for very good reason. They tend to be the most educated,
yes.
Employed, you know, yeah. Wealthy, yeah. And so generally the healthiest. They have all the risk factors.
Fittest, best food.
100%. Exercise. And that's what my practice is full of today, is formerly really successful, healthy people who are now effectively disabled.
Well, that's even worse than I understood.
Oh, it's
yeah, like my family's friend.
It's been hard to watch.
And when you made reference to people joining disability roles, what do those numbers look like?
So in 3 years, we've added, I think at the last count, 4 million people to the disability rolls.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of strange, isn't it? Yeah. They're calling it long COVID. It's long COVID. Now, this means that anything you have, could be a heart condition, could be a whatever, is suddenly, it's called long COVID. Is there a vaccine for it? Because, you know, COVID vaccine holder. I guess not. This is Pierre Corey.
And the most telling is really the data from the group life insurance industry, because group
life insurance, suddenly they're getting all sorts of claims with young people.
Life insurance is generally, you're talking about Fortune 500 companies, right? So those of us who work for employers that offer us group life health insurance tend to be large corporations, well, you know, that have the kind of resources that they can support their labor force that way. And when you look at the group life insurance industry, that was the kind of the canary in the coal mine, is when we started to see the reports in the life insurance industry, where you saw in the third quarter of 2021, just immense, a doubling of the death rates in the age groups of 25 to 34 and 35 to 44. Huh. And in one quarter, you just saw this explosion in dying. And no one's asking the question, Tucker. The CEO of One America, one of the largest life insurance companies, mm-hmm. at a Chamber of Commerce meeting in Indianapolis, said that they were observing an increase in life insurance claims of 40%. Now, let's put that in context. He also said a rise of 10% year to year. Remember, this is life insurance industry. How do they make their money?
Oh, yeah.
Predicting death rates.
Of course.
Very accurately. Setting premiums appropriately so that there's a profit.
Sure.
If they see a 10% unexpected rise in a certain sector of society, that is a 1-in-200-year event. And here he says that they're seeing 40%.
That is kind of strange. You know, I'm not saying anything. I'm just letting the doctor speak. Because, you know, I don't want to come to any conclusions. But here he is again.
The entire country medical system calls the chronic problems after COVID, they call it long COVID, right? You've heard of the term.
Yes.
Disease long COVID. So I'm an expert at it. But the reality is, if you look at my practice, maybe 1,200 patients, 70% are long vax, not long COVID, meaning all of their issues, the syndrome, started after the vaccine, not COVID. The vast majority are long vax. And so the only disease that's recognized in this country is long COVID. All the academic medical centers, they have these little long COVID clinics.
It's not long COVID. It's just long COVID.
Not vaccine injury clinics. It's long COVID clinics. So
yeah.
there's this constant burying of the role of the vaccine in what's befallen society.
You can't say that.
Why?
What are you
talking? That's so evil that it's hard to believe it's
happening. It's not.
It threatens so much. It not only threatens the reputation, credibility of our health agencies, which is already, I think, splintered and fragmented.
Yeah, yes. That's weird. That is just weird. What about Marjorie Taylor Greene? What does she have to say?
The government paid Pfizer and Moderna in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Pfizer received $15.27 billion. Moderna received $9.99 billion.
What?
Pfizer,
no.
Amazingly,
bull crap.
In 2022, got a 23% increase. But in 2021,
yeah,
they doubled their income, doubled their income at a 95% increase in revenue.
No.
That's absolutely impressive, thanks to the American people.
That's weird.
But it was Moderna's whose numbers were astounding.
What'd they do?
Moderna increased their revenue in 2020, had a 1,238% increase in revenue. In 2021, they got a 2,200% increase in revenue.
What?
It's quite impressive, though, that Pfizer worldwide,
worldwide
went from at $190 billion right there towards the beginning of 2021 and skyrocketed at the end of 2021 to $330 billion worldwide. That's quite impressive, thanks to the American taxpayer and thanks to the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, who said that vaccines were safe and effective.
Wow, that's weird.
Take this jab and stick it. I ain't getting no vaccine.
I wrote this a couple years ago.
Joe Biden's stupid mandate. The dumbest thing that I've ever seen. Do, do, do. Biden says take the shot or go home. So I'm walking out the door. Stick it. I won't take this crap no more.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. There's always room for Zeppelin. So Don Lemon gets, I guess, a channel on Twitter, you know, and the whole deal, and then secures... Then he secures an interview with Elon Musk and decides to do a gotcha interview with Elon Musk. Well, guess what? Don Lemon's show's been canceled. Here are some of the questions.
You recently met with Donald Trump in Florida. What did you guys talk about?
I was at a breakfast at a friend's place, and Donald Trump came by. That's it.
What did you discuss?
Let's just say he did most of the talking.
Did he ask you for money?
He didn't.
Are you going to loan him money to help pay his legal bills?
I'm not paying his legal bills in any way, shape, or form.
Did he ask you for a donation?
No.
Are you leaning towards anyone?
No.
You're not leaning towards anyone? Because you've been...
Well, let me say I'm leaning away from Biden.
You're leaning...
There you go. And the reaction?
Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform, that you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the great replacement theory as it relates to
Democrats?
I don't
have to answer these questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that?
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized constantly. I could care less.
Yeah, and old Donnie's out of a job now. Because here's what happens when you bite the hand that feeds you, you idiot. Don Lemon got like $24 million payout because he checks a couple boxes for failing at CNN. He failed at CNN. His show was so terrible, it was unwatchable. And so they bent over and backwards and took it. I'll just leave that alone. And Don Lemon got $24 million, which I guess is bleep you money. But he decided to go after Elon Musk, and Elon Musk said, you know, yeah, I don't think so. And so old Donnie is gone. Donnie is gone. The Don Lemon show was scrapped right after the interview. It aired just one unaired episode, and he got fired. Musk battled back questions about free speech, white nationalist conspiracy, and Don Lemon is done. He can go back to walking his poodle, I guess. That's probably what he does, is he walks his poodle. That is just, that's amazing. You know, I got to tell you, you don't do that to your boss. You don't do that with your boss. You're given the job. You're given the ability to do something. There are some things that you would ask the boss. You wouldn't ask the boss. And none of the things that he asked the boss were of any value at all. And they were ridiculous. They literally were going after Twitter for being a better free speech platform than it used to be. Elon Musk fired 80% of the employees of Twitter. And a couple of years ago, I couldn't put anything on Twitter that disagreed with anything the government was saying. And now I can express myself freely on Twitter. And Don Lemon hates it. Well, now Don Lemon is done. I love it. Yay! Don Lemon's done. Just retire, Donnie. Go work at Walmart. I don't think you've ever been in one. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. All right, guys, check out the podcast today. Go to your regular podcast platforms and look up Rob Carson Show. Ask Alexa to play your Rob Carson Show podcast. And you can email me now, robcarsonshow@gmail.com. God bless you, America, Israel. And tomorrow is Friday. Until then, do not catch the stupid.